Ma'aser Sheni Per Gimel Mishnah Ches 3:8. The previous Mishnah had discussed the borders of what's considered the city of Yerushalayim within the Chom of the walls, and what happens if you have an entrance from one side but the cavity extends beyond the wall on the other side, etc. That would have nafkminas not just to where one could eat Ma'aser Sheni, but also where he could eat Kachim Kalim, etc., like a Korban Pesach. Could eat the Korban Pesach, which must be eaten inside the walls of Yerushalayim in such a cavity which crosses over the boundary from the outside. This Mishnah here goes off topic, the topic of Ma'aser Sheni and the borders of Yerushalayim proper, to discuss similar questions that relate to the sanctity and parameters, the definition of what's considered the Azara, the temple courtyard, as the Mishnah sometimes refers to it as Ben HaKilayim, between the curtains, as it was in the time of the Mishkan. So within the temple complex, there was the Har HaBayis, the mountain, and after Herod rebuilt it, it was a very large open area, surrounded by like a colonnade on all sides, like pillars, and many people could gather there on top of the Har HaBayis. It would be today where the other side of the Kotel, other side of the Kotel Maravi, the western wall, is where that Har HaBayis area begins, etc. And you can still see it today if you stand from, let's say, overlooking the Kotel area. You see the Kotel is the western side, goes all the way, you know, about 500 meters along the western side, but you can see the southern wall as well. Those are the boundaries of the walls around the Har HaBayis. And the area up there, while it has certain sanctity, and in fact, people are not cavalier about going up there even today because of various Asurim, it wasn't as kadosh, as sanctified as the Azara, the temple courtyard itself, which would include the areas like the Ezra's Nashim, where they did, let's say, for example, the menorahs were, and the people would gather, if you recall, like, for example, in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, etc. And then further back, there was the Ezra's Yisrael and Ezra's Kohanim, this area where the actual temple, the Heichal, the building existed, etc., and time in the Mizbeach, and so on. So our question here is, what defines the Azara, as opposed to the Har HaBayis? The Azara will be referred to here as Kodesh, as opposed to the Har HaBayis, which will be referred to as Chol. And the reason why is because only in the Azara area may one eat Kachi Kachim, Korbanos, that are divided, you know, all sacrificial offerings are divided into two categories, Kachi Kachim, which include the Ola, which is not eaten, as well as the Chatas and Asham, which are eaten, and also Menachos, meal offerings, those are eaten. So those only can be eaten inside the Azara area by the Kohanim. So we need to understand exactly where they are. And there are plenty of other Asurim as well that govern the Azara. For example, one who enters the Azara in a state of Tumas Chayiv Karis. And that's why people are very wary about going on the Har HaBayis today. One of the reasons is because, God forbid, they would cross over that line into where the Azara was. That would be a Chayiv Karis, which we don't want to do, of course. So here our mission is going to define exactly the border of the Azara, and it's going to consider what happens if, just like the previous Mishnah, you have structures which straddle the border, where part of the structure perhaps is on one side, or the entrance on one side, and the other side has the other half of the building, or the other entrance, etc., etc. So the Mishnah says, Halishkos benuyos bekodesh psuchos lachol. If you have a structure, a lishka is like a chamber, and there were many chambers that went around the perimeter of the Azara. If you have one that was built in the Kodesh side, meaning in the Azara proper, but upsuchos lechol, the entrance to that chamber came from the Har HaBayis side, up the Chael, as it's called, you're coming from the Har HaBayis. So then, tochan chol v'gogosein Kodesh. We will say that the inside of the chamber, since its access way is from the outside, meaning from the chol, from the Har HaBayis side of things, the inside of the chamber also remains chol, even though from a bird's eye view, you sort of speak inside the rectangle, which would be the Azara, but since the entrance of that particular chamber you're standing in is from the Har HaBayis, the chol side, that chamber has a status of chol, so one, for example, could not eat chatas inside that chamber. The roof, however, directly above that space, so that would be kodesh, because you're not in the chamber, you're sort of on it, and you're in the Azara. An important tahara here. Chazal say that the rooftops and top of the walls were not sanctified, which would mean that under normal circumstances, if you're standing on the roof of a building, even if the building was Kodesh, for argument's sake, so above it, you're already out of the Kodesh area, out of Yerushalayim, out of the Har HaBayis, out of the Azara, whatever is relevant. However, our case here in this Mishnah, as the Bar Tanur understands it, is where the Har HaBayis is a mountain, and therefore you're building into a slope, and you could have it that the rooftop of a particular chamber is flush with the ground level of the Azara. And that being the case, since you're standing on the ground level of the Azara, and you happen to have a Lishka, a chamber directly beneath you, then, really and only then, would the rooftop, since it's flush with the ground of the Azara, would have the status of the Azara as well. I'm unaware of any structure like that in the Beis HaMikdash as Herod built it, but I'm not an expert in it, so it could be there was actually a practical setup like that, even in the Beis HaMikdash drawings, as the post-Herodian construction. Okay, the Mishnah continues and says, the other way around, Tochan Kodesh, if you're talking about the inside, I'm sorry, Benuyas Bechol U'Psuchan L'Kodesh, if the structure, the chamber was built on the Chol side, meaning on the Har HaBayis side of the line, but U'Psuchos L'Kodesh, but the entranceway to this structure is on the Kodesh side, meaning coming in from the Azara, so then Tochan Kodesh, then it has the status of its entrance area, meaning it's going to be Kodesh also as part of the Azara, V'Gogosein Chol, but directly above it is Chol, because then it was directly above it, you're out of the Azara, you're in the Har HaBayis. Now the obvious question is, what happens if you have both Benuyas B'Kodesh U'V'Chol? What happens if the chamber straddles the line? Half of it is in the Kodesh side, meaning the Azara, and half of it is in the Chol side, meaning the Har HaBayis. U'P'suchos L'Kodesh V'L'Chol, and you have entrances from both sides. You can get in from the Har HaBayis or get in from the Azara. So that sounds like a strange construction, but actually there was such a structure on the Har HaBayis, slash Azara, like that, called the Beis HaMokad, which is the chamber of fire, I'll translate it very loosely, and the bonfire place, and that was essentially the dormitory of the Kohanim who were living on the Har HaBayis and doing their abode over there. So that structure straddled the line, and half of it was in the Kodesh, Azara, and half was in the Chol, and there's a Mishnah in it had four like kind of chambers on the inside in the central living area, where they had like dormitories, like kind of bunk beds, and a big fire to keep them warm. Hence the name, the Beis HaMokad, the fire bonfire place. So the Mishnah there in Maseches Midos, in the first parak Mishnah Vav, talks about how there's Rosh Paspas, and there's some kind of like dividing lines, either columns that come down according to the Tiferes Tzoral, or like Rosh, there's a like wooden kind of pegs coming out of the ground that would demark which half of the interior of that chamber was on the Kodesh side and which of the half of the interior was the Chol side, because they would live there, but you can't sit down, so they can't sleep in the Azara, and therefore then the sleeping part would be in the Chol side, and they would do things like there was a chamber there for making the Lechem Hapanim, one of the chambers, and also for keeping the sheep that were part of their bedika there in the Lishkos HaTalaim for the 4 days checking before bringing Korban Tamid. That was on the Kodesh side. On the Chol side, they had essentially one room dedicated for the old stones of the Mizbeach that were defiled by the Greeks way back in the Hanukkah story. And then they also had the Lishkos Beis HaMokad, which was the dormitory where they could sleep. It also had there like a fireplace to keep them warm, as well as an entrance way to get to the mikvah, etc. The bathroom facility they had arranged and so on. So anyways, the point is it was half and half, exactly as we describe in our Mishnah here. So the Mishnah says, being that it has entrances from both sides and it straddles both sides, so then the actual thing is structured in half, which means if it's Benuyas B'Kodesh U'V'Chol, if it's built on both Kodesh and Chol, meaning Azara and Har HaBayis, U'P'suchos L'Kodesh V'Chol, and has entrances both from the Kodesh side, the Azara, and from the Chol, the Har HaBayis side, as in fact the Beis HaMokad did, then Tochan V'Gagosein, both inside and the rooftop of it, Mekeneged HaKodesh L'Kodesh, Kodesh, whatever's directly on the, on the inside of the dotted line, so to speak, of the Azara, that is considered to be Kodesh, Mekeneged HaChol V'Lachol L'Chol, and the part that is on the outside of the dotted line, if you will, towards the Har HaBayis, that side has a status of Chol, and therefore the Kohanim, for example, would have to eat on the one side of the line toward on the Azara half, and they would sleep on the other half, for example. Eat korbanos like the Chatas and Asham, etc.